FCUM Radio. FC Music United.
Oh, it's exciting. Welcome, everybody. This is FCUM Radio, radio for FC United Manchester, and this is the Shindig Breakfast Show.
Yay.
Hooray.
Why are we bothering?
What do you mean?
There's no football this week.
Oh, that's the spirit.
That last week... Oh, hello.
What would have happened, eh? What would have happened in the sands of Africa, eh? In the big plains there. What would have happened if Simba had said to his dad, you know what? Why should we bother?
His dad would still be here. That's where he'd be.
Simba, we should bother because we have a responsibility.
See? Adapting the Manchester accent there, Ben, into the Lion King soundtrack.
You saw the Lion King at the
I did. Theater. I saw the stage show, Ben. Yeah. The Lion King. Hassan, Lion King in the Princess Ballroom. Home. It wasn't the Princess Ballroom. It was the Palace. I did see it, Ben. Yeah, it was this point in the show, right? I'll be talking you through it. Like, you're sitting there and the orchestra's playing. Like, oh, yeah, I recognise this. It's good, isn't it? Yeah, yeah. The oboe player's doing pretty well. Yeah, not bad at all. Oh, that's gone, hasn't it? All right, it's back. It's still there. Still there. Oh, it's going to be confusing, everybody, right? This morning's show is going to be confusing. I'm going to start stories and get interrupted by the fact that something sound has gone wrong. It hasn't gone wrong for you, probably. Probably?
Probably not.
Probably, but we're not sure. I mean, it's hard to tell, but I'm going to stop from time to time and go, oh, hang on, what's happened?
Anyway, you were talking about The Lion King.
Yeah, so you're sitting there just eating your popcorn and stuff and going, this is a great show.
You eat popcorn in the theatre?
Minstrels normally, Ben, or other chocolate brands. And, yeah, so you're sitting there, and then... Just down the aisles, next to you. Come a load of animals, Ben. I mean, humans dressed as animals, obviously, not actual animals.
Tell.
Very quickly. Yeah, I mean, they're not trying to
hide
that.
What do you mean, very quickly? Not instantly. Just very quickly.
Don't interrupt. Sorry. When you're sitting there, Ben, you think to yourself, you know what, this is the circle of life. You've got all the animals sitting here in front of us, just moseying their way up and down the aisles like they're in some kind of church of humans. And they are in a church of humans, Ben, called theatre.
Did you think to yourself, I'm hungry?
Oh, I could just eat a gazelle. And then he comes on, you know, the Zazu, whatever his name is.
Zazu.
The pelican, or whatever it is, that deals with Simba.
Oh, Rowan Atkinson.
Rowan Atkinson, yeah, but whatever that, you know, is like that. But it's weird because it's a man dressed like a toucan? A parrot?
Puffin.
A puffin? It's a man dressed like a puffin, Ben, with a tiny little puffin puppet. Right? And he's doing all the lines, obviously, through the Puffin Puppet. But because he's on stage with the Puffin Puppet the entire time, he is kind of using his own facial expressions to express the emotions of the piece as well, Ben.
Unlike what a pelican could do, because a pelican couldn't express anything by its facial expressions.
Never mind a pelican, Ben. What can a toucan... What?
Fuck.
Hang on, there was a joke in there somewhere. Toucan... What can toucan pelican... Ah.
So anyway,
yeah, it was good. I mean, I enjoyed it. I learned a lot about animals that night.
I remember the only bit of the story I remember is the man with loads of spiders around his head.
Oh, God, I forgot about that. Yeah, he walked out in like just a camouflage outfit. There wasn't anything clever about that. Like someone had found a blanket at home and just thrown that over him and just stuck plastic spiders on the side of it. Oh, that looks good. Not even you with your arachnophobia, which is out of control, by the way. If Ben sees a photo of a spider, he panics. Not even you would have felt intimidated by those spiders. And one of them had seven legs. Anyway, listen to the Shindig Breakfast Show, here to demonstrate that there is a circle of life, all right? There is a circle of beauty, and that circle of beauty is FC United. I went to see them myself on Tuesday night, down at the home of non-league football, the creators of non-league football, Altrincham FC, in their stadium. The tightest seats I have ever sat in my entire life.
You are 6'9".
Honestly, like nothing I've experienced before.
You went on a flight to Australia in economy. Sat behind John Barnes.
The backs of the seat in front of me, mate, were digging into the bottom of my shin. I can't explain how much pain I was in. All four of us sat there like that, just spread eagle. We were sat two seats each. I've not done that since I was fat. You listen to the Shindig Breakfast Show here on FCUM Radio, Radio for FC United Manchester, and that was The Circle of Life by Carmen Twilley, Lebo M from the Lion King soundtrack. Ben.
Marv.
Ben.
Marv.
That's what I'm handing over to you.
Oh, welcome everyone to the Shindig Breakfast Show, where this week there's no football.
Hey! Oh. Don't just stop. You have to wait until I interrupt you or something.
Now, you were going to press play. You pressed play.
No.
And then I went, I'm going to...
No. What I was doing, I was listening to see if I could spot things while you were talking. Hey, I've realised this about you recently because I popped over to do that bit of FC Live chat the other night. You are argumentative with people.
No,
and
I'm
I appreciate
not.
By me pointing out to you,
no,
right, that's not going to help anything.
No,
I know what you're doing here, right? But you did it with Steve Woods the other night. You just love it. You love just prodding people in a little way, going, you know what? Fancy a bit of anger on this show. But Ben, you know what? That's not what the Circle of Life represents.
You are angry.
No, I don't think I am angry. I think I'm lively.
You just shouted.
Yeah, but with passion, not with anger.
By the way,
what are you drinking?
Innocent Bubblies. Bubbles.
Right. Best pronunciation of bubbles I've ever heard.
Bubblies. Right.
It's not written in any difficult way, everybody. It's written in a very simple font. It says the word bubbles.
Bubblies.
Bubblies.
Innocent Bubblies. Sparkling apple and berry. It's made with pure fruit and sparkling water.
It's made with what, sorry?
Pure few.
Pure few!
and spring water, man. And
it
tastes horrendous.
Well, it tastes horrendous, ladies and gentlemen. Let's quickly think about a song that's about horrendous. Something about something tasting bad. In a town where I was born, lived a man who said... And he told us of his life in the land. And we sailed onto the sun till we found the sea. The sea of green, and we lived our merry way in the yellow submarine. This is Sydney Bibb Show, the radio. We are back, ladies and gentlemen.
Where were we last week? Steph sent a message on Facebook saying it's about time.
About time we're off.
We put the show back on, the podcast, right?
Which Steph?
Hi, Steph.
Hi, Steph.
Yeah.
Hiya, Steph.
Right, and last week we rewarded
How are you, Steph? Hiya.
Last week we rewarded a low listenership by not putting out a show.
Hey, 2 in 3 weeks is not bad for us considering the last 6 months. It's an upward trend, Ben.
That is an upward trend.
If you look at this on a graph, it'd be dead for 4 months. And a little peak last week, a little glimmer of life suddenly going, oh, are they gonna we're not sure.
No,
but you know
are.
What? 2 out of 3 weeks, here we are. It's really pretty good.
We're back.
But next week, not here.
Why?
I told you I'm away for 7 days.
Oh yeah. We need to pre-record a show then. Where are you going? We could do it live on Skype if you want, like I do with Swamper.
I'll give you a quick 10-minute call on Skype if you want.
Yeah,
yeah,
we
I can
do that.
Yeah, fine.
Nice. Yeah,
yeah,
but lovely.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
So, coming up over the course of the next 50 minutes or so, we're going to be joined by absolutely nobody talking about nothing because nothing's happening. It's a football radio station with nothing to talk about.
Hey, we've got football to talk about, Ben, because I went to the football on
Tuesday.
Oh, yeah,
we can review Tuesday
night's
game.
We can review Tuesday night. We can play songs. We've got all kinds of stuff we can do. You know, I'm not prepared for this at all, so that means we've got classic songs coming in here.
And classic chatter, mouth.
Oh, what is classic chatter, then?
It's just us two talking.
Yellow and blue? Is it yellow and blue?
Do you remember we did a whole hour and a half show once without playing any music?
No, I've blocked that from my memory. Don't know what you're talking about. No idea at all. No idea at all. Listening to FCOM Radio, you are listening to the Shindig Breakfast Show. This is the voice of Marv, and that's Ben over there.
Hello.
Carrying you, if you will, coddling you through the next hour.
Hour.
Breakfast Show! Brandy! That is how you sequence between talk and song. I'm going to do it between every link into a song this morning, all right? Morning, everybody! Brandy, you're a fine-looking girl. Non-gender specific. There's a port on a western bay, and it serves 100 ships a day. Lonely sailors pass the time away and talk of... You're a fine girl, fine. What a good wife you would be. Or a husband. What have you nearly done, Ben?
Look, I've done it.
No, it's still not there.
I've done it.
I'm sorry, love, but it's still not right.
I'm even closing one eye.
No.
Hello?
Ben, why don't you take this and see what you're trying to achieve?
So we just had a little production meeting during that song because we realised we had nothing to talk about for the next 50 minutes or so. And then we went, we'll go on the BBC Sport website. And then Marv
There's always
said,
some of that.
Have you seen the Dele Alli thing with the goal celebration that started? And we then quickly, for the last 3 minutes while Brandy was playing, tried to work out how he's doing it. It's
well,
like
in the first look, it looks, well, he's just saluting. Why is that a thing? This is ridiculous. But then have a closer look, and you realise that he's got the backs of his fifth, fourth, and third finger, the backs of them, flush to his forehead. And with the other thumb and remaining finger, he's managing to make a hole over his eye. And just trying to do those two things means that you can't actually achieve that. So, in one way, what you're doing, Deli Ali... No, Ben, you're still not there because your fingers aren't flushing. You see, that's the problem you've got.
Oh,
I'm going to film
I
you
can doing
do it. Let's have a little look at the videos. Maybe you can explain it. Copyright BBC. Oh, hang on. You just did it there.
Let me see.
Yeah, none of this lot can do it.
Why don't the BBC Sport website talk anymore? Do they just not bother? Just play music?
Well, it's much cheaper to do that, Ben.
But yeah, it's a very... Luckily, he's not going to score that many goals, so it doesn't really matter. But
few. That's good news, isn't it?
Yeah, no.
His wrist to be playing.
Look, Mav. Right. How's that?
No, I mean, no, it's still not it.
I could do the Vulcan sign if
he
that
did
helps.
Like that, didn't he? And then he kind of twisted his arm.
But it's upside down.
I don't get it, Ben. And I don't like that a footballer is smarter than me, unless it's Gary Pallister. I'm all right with that.
Is Gary Pallister smarter than you?
I don't know, but if he is, I'm all right.
I don't know. Years of heading balls, I don't think he'd be that bright.
Have you seen that about the one to cut heading out of the kids' game?
Yes, I have.
How do you feel about that? You're a dad, you're a football fan. How do you feel about that?
I was a defender at school and I never headed the ball. I hated heading the ball.
Do you think they should ban it? Up until a
certain age? I dare commit, because I know we've got traditionalists who listen to the show.
Well, put your neck on the line, mate. Come on, that's why people listen
to
us.
No, I'll put my head on the line. I'm not going to head the ball at all. I saw a very interesting documentary of Alan Shearer, which was very good, about heading the ball and the injuries it can cause.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's the thing. If it's... I've not really looked into it enough, but if there's kind of fairly... And it hurts,
I just realised I pulled something in my hand.
Yeah, the Dele Alli wrist move hurts. You don't hear that in a sentence.
I'm going to be out of action for days.
But, I'm conflicted about it. I kind of feel like, well, if there is any kind of evidence to suggest that that leads to that, then you shouldn't do it. But then, shouldn't I also believe, therefore, that you should pretty much stop NFL?
Where would Liam Dickinson be today if he wasn't able to head a ball
you know
when
what
he was
I mean?
Younger?
He's a unit, isn't he? Right, let's talk about football, Ben.
Football!
With the sound of football. International athletics. Off we went to Altrincham on Tuesday night for Altrincham FC versus FC United. And, it was an exciting game. And because, if I'm right, FC haven't won a game. Haven't picked up a point.
Played three, lost three. 12.
So going into the game, certainly needed to get a win on the board. At least a point on the board, Ben. Alti, what kind of a season have they had?
Very good so far. 4 points on the board.
Considering they got promoted last year. Look at the knowledge on me, by the way. Considering they got promoted last year. They had a very good start to the season. But about time that someone just pegged them down a notch. And pegged them down a notch we did, Ben. After a fairly dry first half. Where Stato Paul pointed out, we have had more shots on target than they have. Fair point, Paul. But really, that's all you can say, isn't it? They should have had a penalty, ?
No, he dived.
Yeah, you got booked for dives, and the referee was closer than I was, but it was enough to make me get out of my seat and go, oh, hang on.
Why would you get out of your seat to go, hang on a minute?
Because it's at Altrincham, Ben, and you can't see from the seats.
How do you think we feel at the back?
I have no idea how you do it. There's pillars everywhere. It's short. I don't know what to do in there. Crackers, Ben.
What a great second half.
Yeah, second half it really happened. So they went 1-0 up.
They went 1-0 up. Then Dickinson on the back post. Bang. And then Kurt Willoughby. Bang.
Yeah, great goal from Willoughby. About 25 yards out somewhere. It looked like a top corner screamer from where I was. Curled beautifully, like Zlatan would. Bang, right in the top.
I do have to say something to Kurt, though. I'm sure he listens. But he needs to tone it down a bit on social media. He keeps posting the goals up.
Does he?
Yeah, saying this is from a different angle. This is me scoring from this angle. Yeah. This is me scoring from
that
angle.
I like that. He's proud of his work. That means he's going to try and do well.
He's a good lad. Yeah. But
otherwise, he won't be posting nothing, Ben, and he'll feel it. All right? You let him post as much as he wants.
By the way, the highlight of the game wasn't the 3 points at the end. It wasn't the Kurt Willoughby goal. It was actually... I think, who took the free kick? Was it Liam Dickinson? It was Liam Dickinson from 40 yards out, and he belted it, and it hit the face of an Altrincham player.
It's worse than that. It hit him in the throat. That's why he went down like a sack of spuds.
You could hear it.
In his throat, mate. Imagine how that feels.
I thought it was his cheek.
Yeah.
Because I said in commentary, his face is on its way to hail.
The fact that he got up again after that It's fair play to the lad.
But that ball was travelling.
Yeah.
That was going to go in.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if you've read or not, but he's lost a clavicle. I mean, that's gone. So maybe not something we should be joking about. In fact, if anyone has lost a or several clavicles...
And you find them in Hale High Street,
please let us know.
First win on the board. So onwards and upwards, and we're on our way to Chester today. Oh,
if we didn't win for the rest of the season, that's the only game of the season I came to watch, would you be convinced any more at all in the power of witchcraft?
There's two things to that, Marv. Firstly, I do believe in witchcraft, having met your mum.
Why don't I see these things
coming? There was two things from the night. And it was highlighted. No hat. I've been wearing a hat for the last three games.
Right.
And also...
No Swampy. Yeah, I mean, that's key, isn't it? It's a shame I didn't get to see Swampy. I was looking forward, out of all the radio staff, to seeing him.
Oh, that's harsh.
I know, it's tight.
What about Statle Paul? About Roy Sewell?
Was Roy there?
No, but he's now part of the radio staff.
Oh, of course he is. Yeah, I'd forgotten. I mean, the thing that kept confusing me on Tuesday night was the fact that the stadium announcer sounded like Keg. I was getting constantly confused. Like, why is Keg left FC Radio to go to Altrincham announcer role? That seems like a strange move. But
nice guy, the announcer at Alter. Nice guy.
Is he like Keg at all?
Not really.
Does he like Keg at all?
Don't think he's ever met him.
Does Keg like him?
I don't think Keg's ever met him.
Good roundup. All right. Well, that's been some talk. So let's not forget the rule this morning. We just move in seamlessly into the next song.
Well,
where's the
play
playlist?
A song, then.
Where's the I'm stuck on the beds players. I couldn't get out of it. Quite in key this time, but that's a shame. This is the Four Tops. I'll be there. Four Tops with Reach Out, I'll Be There. This is the single version, also in mono. For you classic heads out there, watch yourself.
Now if you feel that you can't go on, because all of your hope is gone.
You're listening to the Sydney Breakfast Show here, pre-recorded live on Thursday evening.
Oh, so, I've got something for you.
Yeah?
Right. This is going to blow your mind, mate.
Okay.
I work, currently, with someone called Ben Hughes.
What?
Yeah.
What do you mean you work with someone called...
There's someone else in the world called Ben Hughes that I work with.
In your workplace?
Mm-hmm.
Does he hate you too?
No.
Oh. Because you know in the first 2 years
but
of our
relationship...
But he
doesn't have a real attitude on him.
In the first 2 years of our relationship, I used to hate you, Marv.
Maybe this is my future best friend. This
maybe, exciting, yeah. You're getting Swampy next.
Imagine, if yeah. I get Swampy in there, that'd be stunning, wouldn't it? Right, I've got a game to play with you.
Oh, okay.
Hang on a second. So, you ever heard of Richard Herring?
Yeah, he's an up-himself comedian.
He's a comedian.
He's pretentious.
He's a little pretentious, but he's also quite funny.
He's not. But I'm ready. I'm ready.
He's released an app. Ben.
Okay.
And it's called Emergency Questions.
Okay.
And basically questions that you can use if you're struggling with a friend or something like that, or you're the work colleague, you're with a colleague, you don't know what to talk to them about. So you can open up Emergency Questions, hit random question.
Street dick!
Excuse me, just setting up the app. Actually, can you just talk for a second?
You're listening to the Sydney Breakfast Show, and also available on this very station right now is Red Rebel Radio, where we provide, myself and Swamper, a tourist guide of Chester.
So, question one, Ben, from Richard Herring's Emergency Questions. This is an app that's available on the line, everybody. You can get it yourself. Question one, what do you think Ben Shepherd really feels about presenting Tipping Point?
It pays the bills.
Yeah, I think that's fair. I like to think that he enjoys it a little bit.
I don't think he does.
No, not
imagine
at all.
Imagine doing five of them a day.
Do you think he enjoyed it at some point, like in the early days?
No.
Never?
No. Mm. We saw Ben Shepherd, didn't we, wearing his very fetching brown suit, and then it quickly transpired he wore it for every single episode of The Krypton Factor.
What a disastrous comeback that was. There was a list of comeback TV today. Have you seen the things that are coming back? Buffy's coming back.
The Vampire Slayer.
Yeah, they're redoing that. Not with the same cast, obviously. They're redoing the programme. Clarissa Explains It All.
With the same person?
I have no idea. I don't think so.
She could play one of the relatives.
She'd be in her 40s now. Have you ever flown a kite? Second question.
Yes, on Southport Beach.
How was it?
Fine.
Did you enjoy it?
For a while.
Give me, tell us the story, Ben. What took you to Southport Beach?
I don't know.
It's how you'd work with these questions.
About eight.
That's where the conversation started.
Oh, sorry. I was about 8 years old and I flew a kite on Southport Beach. It was very windy, which was handy because I was flying a kite.
Would you rather be allergic to wood or not?
I quite like Steve Wood. I'd like to build in our relationship if I can over the coming season.
Who would win in a fight between the shark from Jaws,
yes,
and Jaws from James Bond? This is a thinker.
Well, Jaws from James Bond.
I suppose it depends where the fight is happening. I suppose you've got to put it in water, otherwise the shark's got no chance. Which toy did you always want for Christmas but never received?
I wanted an Atari Jaguar, but my dad didn't buy one because he said it was rubbish, and then it transpired it actually was.
A Jaguar?
Yeah, do you remember the Atari Jaguar?
Someone's phoning you.
The Atari Jaguar?
Do you not remember what you're talking about at all?
It was like the 32-bit Jaguar. It was like the next, after the Mega Drive.
I was still in ZX Spectrum days.
No, this was like the
Super Nintendo days?
After the Super Nintendo.
After the Super Nintendo. I stuck my Nintendo all the way through after that, Ben.
I always wanted a Game Gear.
Yes, a Game Gear. But
they were like a very expensive Game Boy.
Last one. All right, otherwise we'll do this all morning. If you could have a part of the human body named after you, what would it be? So like head, shoulders, knees and Ben, head, Ben, knees and toes and Ben, and knees.
The belly button.
The belly button. Oh, I've got a bit of fluff caught in Ben. Is that what you want me to say?
Yeah.
I'm not feeling... Oh, I've got a right itch in me, Ben. I don't like that. What would I pick? Because you want it to come up in conversation from time to time, but you don't want to be, like, somewhere gross, do you?
Benny Fluff.
No. What's solid? What's reliable? The heel of your foot. The heel of... The Marv.
It gets...
Marv keeps you straight. He keeps you stood up tall.
Oh, God. Me mouth peeling off.
I'm all right with that. Rather having fluff stuck inside me, Ben.
You're listening to the Cindy Breakfast Show here on FCUM Radio. Radio for FC United of Manchester. And don't stick around later because there's no football on.
Yay! We've still got half an hour of this to come up, everybody. We've got 3 minutes and 54 seconds to figure out what comes next in the show. Will it be BBC Gossip Column? Will it be something else? We'll find out! We've got absolutely no idea, but for now, Stevie Wonder.
Music is a world within itself.
You're listening to the Shindig Breakfast Show here on FC Radio. Radio for FC United of Manchester, and this is the voice of Marv handing over to the voice of Ben.
Thanks, Marv. You join us here on the other side of the studio where we're awaiting the start of the Shindig Breakfast Show quiz, the long-awaited return of the Shindig Breakfast Show quiz. The quiz that comes along now and then when Ben and Marv have got absolutely nothing to talk about.
Well, what we're going to do first, Ben, because I'm concerned about you reading the answers.
Oh, I'll look
away. Just look away from her. What I'm going to do is I'm just going to print out.
No, you don't print it out.
Oh, yeah, it's going to print
it out. It's a waste of paper.
You're a waste of paper.
I could just look down.
I don't trust you, mate.
Trust me.
It's what I mean about you trying to get an argument out of people. Just say, okay, Marv, you've made your decision.
No, because it's bad for the environment. There's no need.
I'm going to use the paper for other stuff, don't you worry.
Like, I'm not talking about the paper, I'm talking about the ink.
Ink schmink. Just like I say, you like an argument with people. See what I mean?
No, I don't.
Now we get to listen to this. See? Didn't take too long, did it?
Pushing the boundaries of what's possible on the radio.
Just constantly improving, Ben. Just constantly working. Right! Are we ready? Ladies and gentlemen, a very well-prepared quiz. Oh, yeah, do you want to get your pens and paper ready? Is that a thing? Do you want to do it? Get your pens and paper ready.
Get your pens and paper ready, people, because we're having a quiz.
Have you got a pen and paper?
No, I haven't got one.
All right, question number one. Question number one. How many ways are there for a batsman to get out in the game of cricket, Ben? How many ways are there for a batsman to get out in the game of cricket? If you can name all of them, Ben, that would be fantastic. Thank you very much. Question two, Ben. Professor Henry Higgins is a character in which 1964 film? Professor Henry Higgins, 1964. Henry? That's not a clue. Question number three, Ben. In the novel Alice's Adventures in Wonderland, what was left of the Cheshire Cat after the rest of it had disappeared? A hat. Question four, Ben. Which London station has a tile floor mosaic which reads, "Mind the Gap"? Gap? That's question four. Question five, in the children's television series, Ben. That's the children's television series Scooby-Doo. Do you know Scooby-Doo?
I'm aware of it.
Which character has the surname Dinkley? Which character has the surname Dinkley? That's question five. Question six, Ben. Which vegetable is Blackadder's servant obsessed with in the UK television series Blackadder the Second? That's important. That's important, the second. That's question six. Question seven, Ben. Blue Castello cheese is made in which country? That's Blue Castello cheese is made in which country? Which leaves us with question eight, Ben. The big question. Might all come down to this. Not based on anything to do with what you wanted at school from your dad or anything like that, but which is the largest of South America's big cats? Has Marv just thrown that in there just to mess with you, or is it what you think? Oh, it's hard to know, isn't it? He does like to play with me. It's the Shindig Breakfast Quiz. We don't often get to this point in the song, do we? Really took my time with it this morning. Let people get their pens and paper. Well, actually, we did that in a bit of a rush, but had to forgive that because, you know, it's been a while since we've done it. Oh, the answer's coming on. All right. Nobody cares! Kinks, isn't it? Question number one, Ben. Question number one, I asked you, how many ways are there for a batsman to get out in the game of cricket? Not a euphemism, Ben.
Five.
Five, what are they?
LBW.
Right.
Caught.
Right.
Run out.
Right.
A straight wicket.
Yeah, straight wicket.
Or stumped.
Stumped, Ben. Apparently there are 10 ways. We're going to look this up in a minute. There are 10 ways to get out in a game of cricket. Question number two, Ben. I asked you, Professor Henry Higgins is a character in which 1964 film?
Hard Day's Night.
My Fair Lady, I'm afraid. No. He's the one that teaches her how to speak proper-like. Question
proper.
Three. In the novel Alice's Adventures in Wonderland, what was left of the Cheshire Cat after the rest of it disappears?
Smile.
It's grin or smile, Ben. Yeah, I would have taken grin.
I did actually
smile.
Write teeth, but then I think you'd be a bit pedantic. And
no, consider you got the first...
Smile's got lips too. So I felt better of it.
I am very fair on this quiz with you, I think. You're fine. And considering the fact you bombed the first two, I definitely would have given you teeth. Question four. Which London station has a tile floor mosaic which reads, "Mind the Gap"?
King's Cross.
It's Victoria, mate. Oh. All the clues were there for you. Played the King's Victoria. Oh, would it be too obvious? Nah, you'll see it. You're too tired. Question five. What's the halfway point?
1-3.
1-3. Tricky return for you. Question five. In the children's television series, here you go. In the children's television series, Ben, Scooby-Doo, which character has the surname Dinkley? And I'm saying that in a manc accent for you.
Daphne.
It's Velma, I'm afraid. Velma is the correct answer. Velma Dinkley. Question six. Which vegetable is Blackadder's servant obsessed with in the UK television series Blackadder the Second?
Turnip.
It is a turnip, Ben. Seven. Blue Castello cheese is made in which country?
Italy.
No.
Germany.
No.
Slovenia.
No.
Greece.
No.
France.
No.
Spain.
No.
Portugal.
No.
Holland.
No.
England.
It's become a game now. No.
England.
No.
Ireland.
No.
Denmark.
Yes, Denmark. No. Yeah, you get the point. It. Question eight. Which is the largest of South America's big cats, Ben? Now, what was the console that you got when you were a kid?
A Jaguar.
A Jaguar. Do you yeah. think? Do you think the answer is
no.
Jaguar?
No, I don't.
You don't.
I think it's Panther.
A Panther? Yeah. What's a Panther? I can't decide if you're trying to say the word pamphlet.
It was in the Jungle Book.
Oh, the Panther. Sorry, that's too much. No one says Panther. So, what's your final answer?
Panther.
You go with Panther. Yeah. You're not going to go with Jaguar.
No.
Sure.
Yeah.
Final answer.
Yeah.
Locked in.
Yeah.
Locking it in. turn the paper over. It's the top of the sheet. Tell everyone what it says. It says Jaguar, mate. Yeah, yeah. I mean, again, I kind of told you the answer I was giving you, but you don't listen to me. What's the final score, Big Ben?
5-3.
It's a win. It's a win for lovely Marvin. Oh, yeah. That's a win. 1-0.
Those 10 outs because I'm intrigued by it.
Yeah, let's go have a look at that. Absolutely.
Let's go Wikipedia this. Eh?
So, what is it? 10 ways to win your lover.
10 ways to get out.
Get out in cricket.
There we go.
Here we go. Bowled, Ben.
Yeah.
Caught.
Wicket.
Hit the ball twice.
Oh, yeah, of course you can. Yeah, I did know.
Hit the wicket. Leg before wicket. Yeah. Obstructing the field. Handled the ball.
Oh.
So that means, like, grabbing the ball and throwing it away. Yeah. Run out.
Yeah.
Stumped.
Yeah, I had stumped.
Which you had. You had stumped, Ben, absolutely. And timed out. That's the 10th.
What's timed out?
Let's have a little look. Law 40. This is Ben, Law 40. An incoming batsman is timed out if he willfully takes more than 3 minutes to be ready to face the next delivery.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Happy with that?
There was obsolete dismissal there as well. What's that?
Obsolete dismissal times is handled the ball.
Handled the ball.
Yeah, it's now called obstructing the field.
Right, okay.
God, it's interesting, isn't
it? Yeah, I love it.
I mean, you know what's interesting? Because I like legal stuff. I just don't like cricket. But this is the first thing ever I've read about cricket.
Don't say that. Statle Pole. A little light bulb goes off in his house if anyone on FC Radio dismisses cricket in any way, shape or form.
I'm not just dismissing it, Ben. I'm ruling it out completely.
Oh, dear.
Oh, it is the worst sport. Name me a worse sport than cricket.
Baseball.
Oh, it's close, isn't it? I mean, that is close.
Tennis.
No, tennis is better.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
No.
Tennis is better.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I've never seen
such
waste of time.
I'd rather
and energy as tennis.
I'd rather watch Tim Henman lose a quarterfinal.
I'd like to see
watch England in any major final.
Don't get me wrong. I enjoy Tim Henman getting defeated in anything. I found it very funny.
In anything.
Come on, Tim.
I loved it.
Henman Hill. Hey, do you get down on Henman Hill?
I was a fan of Greg Rusedski because I preferred.
Of course you were.
How angry he was.
I mean, why wouldn't you be a fan of Greg Rudetsky? Yeah. He was beautiful, man. Wow. Good. God, still is a beautiful man, I'm sure, but I don't want to start nailing him to the cross in terms of being an ugly man these days.
Tennis is worse than cricket. Baseball is worse than cricket. Basketball is worse than cricket.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yes.
What's cricket got in it? Sell me on cricket.
Mm?
Sell me on it. The only thing you'll sell me on cricket is stopping for tea and sandwiches. That's the... Stopping for lunch.
Which version of cricket would you like to talk about?
I mean, the only kind of cricket that's worth talking about is 2020.
Paul is pulling his hair out. What's left of his hair? He's going nuts now.
Why? It's exciting. That's the only version of exciting.
Oh.
This is the only good bit of cricket I've ever watched. It must be maybe the last World Cup, maybe the World Cup before that. And someone was the 2020 Cup. I don't know what these things are. And someone was about to lose, and someone hit 4 sixes in a row. In the last over to win the game.
It would have been 2020.
It was great. That's the only good bit of cricket that's ever happened. And I'm including both of them.
Now, the thing with cricket is, Marv, if you go to a cricket match, it's very enjoyable because you can literally sit there and watch the world go by.
I've got no issue with
that. Slowly getting intoxicated.
Yeah, got no issue with that.
And you know, there's an atmosphere
that's
to it.
County, you know, local cricket.
Local cricket.
Local cricket.
It's the same.
Yeah, that I'm all for, Ben. Yeah. I will come to your local cricket club and watch a game of cricket with you, sitting back in a lounger of some kind or on the stand or whatever, slowly getting drunk. That sounds like a delight to me.
Speaking of attending sporting events, obviously FC United's not playing this weekend, so I thought to myself, you know what?
What?
I'm going to go watch rugby.
Oh, yeah?
I'm going to go to Salford.
Oh, right. I've
not gone to Salford in years.
I'm going to support your wife and kids. You're going to...
No, I was going to take one of them with me.
Take one of them. Yeah. The wife, leave the kids.
Right, and it suddenly dawned on me when I went on the website just to check the prices. I can see why Salford only get 3,000 people turning up.
Oh,
it is dear, man.
How much is it?
What would you pay? Admittedly,
what level is this?
It's top flight,
right.
Super League, right? Rugby league. It's Salford against Widnes.
Is Widnes good?
No, it's like a relegation battle.
Exciting then.
Yeah.
I'd expect to pay about £20.
What for you and
No, for me.
Oh, well, that's how much it is. Right. Oh,
I've just got a better grip on reality than you, mate. Have you heard? The pound's dying.
Brexit math.
Yeah, yeah. Ask me the price of anything. I'm really good at this.
How much for the junior under 16s?
I thought you were talking about how much for the little boy. God, Ben.
Well, that's exactly what I said, but not
it's
in that creepy
voice.
Taking
a turn, isn't it? Good grip.
I mean, for the rugby, how much?
For the junior ticket, yeah. £8.
Tenner. So it's £30.
Wow, £2 more than I predicted.
No, but it's...
Wow.
Think of it, Mav. Right.
Ouch.
You want to take your kid to the rugby.
I don't.
Right.
That's why I've not got kids.
£30 is going to cost you.
The only reason I've not got children is because I'm worried they're going to grow up a fan
of
cricket.
It's meant to be like Salford's, you know, pinnacle of sport.
It's so simple to play that, like, if the end of the world came, you know, aliens come down and destroy the universe, right? But a few people manage to survive, you know, that kind of scenario. They'd bloody play cricket. Because all you need is a stick and a collection of twigs. Like, and then it would become baseball, and then humanity would start all over again.
What's your problem with cricket?
It is dull. And the idea of living in a world where that's the only sport left to watch.
No, football's your sport. Everyone wants to kick something.
Kick a habit.
What, a nun?
No.
Cruel.
No, I don't mean kicking that kind of habit. I just mean you can kick a habit, can't you?
Don't forget as well, also available here on FC Radio, apart from the non-existent football, is also Red Rebel Radio, where this week it's me and Swampy talking about the tourist board at Chester.
Ooh.
Yeah.
What about the tourist board?
Well, a few people have got tickets to actually travel to Chester
right.
on Saturday and are making the trip, so we've decided we're going to help you out, because obviously you can't go to the football, so here's some things you can be doing with your time.
Right.
So that's on Red Rebel Radio this week.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I never... Yeah. What a world this is. I can't get my head around it.
That is the end.
Excuse me.
Oh, sir.
Well, you've been listening to the Shindig Breakfast Show here on FCM Radio. Radio for FC United Manchester. Are Marvin and Ben starting to get their groove back? It would appear that they are. Shindig, Shindig, Shindig. What's coming up this week, Ben?
Well, there's no football, but we've not decided yet what we're doing. There is football on Tuesday night. We're doing MPL Show Live, where where Stanley Bridge Celtic are taking on Marine, and myself and Roy Sewell will be there from 7:30 on Tuesday. And don't forget, next Saturday, it's FC United against Leamington.
Oh.
So
you got an extra 5 seconds there while I was trying to figure out what on earth happened to the music.
What did happen to the music?
I stopped it. It's a very technical phrase, Ben, called stop the music. It's like that, and then you can start it again.
Good. Yeah. Don't forget, you can get in touch with us in the week. Station at fcumradio.co.uk, Twitter at fcumradio, and well, that's in the show, man. We've got nothing.
Not quite, mate. We've still got a couple minutes to fill, so keep going. Pretend you're on FC Live and just wrap up again.
You've been listening to the Shindig Breakfast Show here on FCUM Radio. Radio for
That's
FC United.
That's all FC
Manchester.
Live is, isn't it?
A
like 3 hours of
thank
wrap-up.
You to all our guests this week for joining us. Swamper, Roy Sewell, Keg, Aidan from ConstructiveCoding.com, Damien.
This week?
CEO. Yeah, they've all been on this week's show.
When?
What?
When?
Just making it. If people tune in late, you want them to feel like they've missed something special, don't you? We've also had Failsworth joining us this week as well.
Yes, Lennis was on.
Yeah, we've been talking to John O'Burner from Chester.
Yeah. Bon John Bovey, came on.
We had Gary Hackett on earlier as well from Stourbridge, if you remember Stourbridge. We've also had...
Cheryl Cole
coming on.
She was surprisingly nice.
She was, especially as we kept calling her by her old married name.
Yeah.
We had Louis Walsh on too.
We refer to him by all kinds of names. There. That's inappropriate. I take it back straight away.
Yeah,
I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
Anyway, as Ben said, that is the end of the show. We've had a delightful morning with all of you, and we wish you the best for the day ahead. I hope it's, well, productive, I suppose. You know, I hope it's full of eventuality.
Where are you going?
What?
Where are you going next week?
I'm off to the Lake District for a couple of days to a place called Langwithby. If there's any Langwithby
residents
listening, I'll see you in the Shepherd's Inn on Saturday, Sunday night.
Can we do a show? Can we do a show?
From Langwithby?
Yeah.
No, I won't get reception. But then on Monday, I'm off to Edinburgh Fringe Festival.
Oh, of course you are.
Of course I am, because I often do that.
Because you perform there, don't you?
I don't perform.
Yeah, you got that. Hi, everyone, I'm Marv from Ben and Marv fame. Where's Ben, I hear you cry? He's not here.
He's not here, yeah. And you know what they, you know what they shout back, Ben?
Hmm?
You know what they shout back?
Where's Ben?
Thank God he's not there.
Oh.
Yeah.
I was going to say, that's a shame, Mav.
It's a very short show. It's very, very short.
Is that a height joke?
No.
Just because I'm not 6'9" and a monster who can't fit in a seat at Altrincham.
Is that, I'm going to go, me? Am I the monster you're talking about? You know when you look in the mirror and you go, am I the monster? You know, like he doesn't beat you in the beast.
Am I the bad guy?
FC United.
Clearly, Ben, we've played the wrong thing, haven't we? Let's take group responsibility for it. All right, don't... Marv, what are you doing? Again, this is the attitude I'm talking about.
Bye, Marv.
Bye, Ben. We made a mistake. Shame, because right at the beginning, they both sound exactly the same, don't they? Right! You've been listening to the Shindy Forever Show. We're going to leave you with a little bit of James Brown.
It's the big payback. Ow! Oh, yeah! James Brown! Get my cape!
Got to pay back!
Got to pay back!
See you next week.
Revenge!
This is FCUM Radio, lowbrow radio for a highbrow audience.